It has been another mostly cloudy and seasonably cold January day across eastern New York and western New England. The weather pattern has been pretty quiet recently. That's going to change over the next few days. There will be a couple of opportunities for precipitation. That first chance is tonight into tomorrow. An upper-level disturbance will come through the northeast, and that will bring the chance for some scattered rain and snow showers. I'm not expecting the precipitation to be too heavy, and there is the chance for some accumulation of snow, mainly a slushy inch or less of accumulation, and the higher elevations are favored to see that, though I can't rule out a few slushy or slippery spots in the valleys. Overnight lows will be in the 20s in most areas, and then tomorrow, that disturbance will still be coming through the area, so I'm going to keep that chance for spotty rain and snow showers in the forecast. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day, and temperatures will rise into the 30s in most locations. Things will clear out briefly tomorrow night into Friday morning, then clouds will increase during the day on Friday, and temperatures will be fairly mild for this time of year, running in the neighborhood of 40 degrees on Friday afternoon. And then things will turn stormy Friday night into Saturday. A cold front will approach the East Coast as an area of low pressure moves into the Great Lakes. A second area of low pressure will develop along that front, become enhanced, and lift into the Northeast. And that's going to bring us the chance for a round of mixed precipitation. Odds favor a mix of rain and snow. It's still a bit too early to determine the precipitation types and who exactly will see rain versus snow, and the accumulation of snow is still up in the air at this time. Those details will be worked out in the coming days. The way the pattern is setting up, it's favored that the higher elevations would have the greatest chance to see accumulating snow. Valley locations will probably start as rain, though there's the chance that those areas will switch to snow as cold air wraps in behind the storm. So we will keep you updated on that as we get a little bit closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and rain showers, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow and rain showers, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow and rain showers, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow and rain showers, and highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.